Fabulous. This is Fun Diva Christy Hoffman, and this is the fourth of five telemixers for ESP Bootcamp. I am delighted that Dr. Ben Mack is here and live, and we are ready to roll. Tonight's topic is profitable energy, which I really like.
I like it too.
Good. Is Ben speaking? Because if Ben is speaking, I cannot hear you.
I am speaking, so...
Okay, good.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, great. That's like one of those pregnant, awkward pauses at parties where each other person is expecting the other one to say what's coming next. So before we started recording, we were chatting with Tony Ladik, who is our friend in Tennessee, who is a master at public domain. And he is also somebody who is an expert on New Thought. And within New Thought, there are scores of people that talked about the powers of the mind. And I know that, Christy, in the background, that you're working on taking care of turning off those new entry chimes, if that's available. Sometimes basement ventures and free conferencing, that becomes a challenge. Sometimes that function doesn't work well, and sometimes I get suspicious that they put that in the free service just to be a technical hiccup to make it worth buying the premium. But that's when I'm looking through a lens that is not the rosiest and most optimistic, and studying New Thought gives me concrete reasons and demonstrations as to how my thoughts manifest the reality around me. And Maurice Fogel called his philosophy Fogelism. And Christy, I find it exhilarating how much self-confidence Maurice Fogel demonstrated in the videos I'm beginning to watch of him, and on his ability to go from being a pauper, his ability to go from poverty to wealth by simply harnessing the will that he wanted to gain the technology to make it happen. And that's what ESP Bootcamp is about, and that's what we're talking about tonight, is profitable energy. And profitable energy comes from the energetic constructs that performing philosophers and psychics and all sorts of alternative healers use to make money. And in Boise at ESP Bootcamp, we're going to be learning two paths to make money. One, so that you can make $1,000 from your cell phone on your couch. And I'm working my butt off to see how and in what ways we can make that happen. The other path that you are going to learn, you're going to be given as a gift for all the attendees that come here to Boise, will be the rights to perform and everything required for a psychic rapport party. It's a 45-minute show that has a sales mechanism built into it so that people are going to be handing you money, and it is going to make taking their money as easy as throwing off a log and being able to lead people through three games. You see, Christy, I'm hoping to harness the most profitable energies and constructs that I've come across in the last 3 years of my studying. And one of the powerful tools that Marshall Thurber gave me was the idea that people learn from games. And as I've been studying the psychic category, I've learned about games that when people perform them as a group increases that group's emotional intelligence. It increases that group's psychic rapport. And what I've crafted is a 45-minute experience that takes participants through three psychic games. And I'm teaching people in Boise how to be that game leader, how to take folks through playing three games that will give them tangible proof of an increase, a way to monitor the accuracy and effectiveness and the ability to turn on their intuitive edge profitably on demand. We're going to have breakout sessions that will go into the evening, so if you need help crafting and creating and implementing your automated profit machines, your APM, we're going to have the brain trust there. This is a mastermind. This is going to be where practitioners of ESP come in order to learn the money-making tools of their craft. This is going to be a free seminar about how to make money with your intuitive edge. Because, Christy, I know that you've had times where the phone is rung, and I'm not talking about looking at caller ID. When you couldn't see it, just with the phone ringing, you knew who was calling. That's happened to you, right?
Absolutely.
And you've had times where you've seen somebody and they're about to say something and you knew what it was that they were about to say?
Yes.
And in your mind, Christy, you have the ability to, if someone tells you, hey, I'm thinking about, if a girl was to say to you, Christy, I'm thinking about saying this to my boyfriend, you have the type of mind that can play out how that scenario might work?
Definitely.
And do you know that the majority of people don't have the confidence in the ability of their mind to play through different scenarios along the line? That's astounding for me. It almost is sad. Christy, that gift that you have of being able to have someone tell you, have a girlfriend say to you, hey, I'm thinking about saying this to my boyfriend, and the ability for you to see that play out in a lot of different ways, most people can't do that with confidence. Does that appear to you as something that has been your experience of other people out there?
I find that my personality, I do feel that way, that my personality allows me to say those things because I don't have fear that I'm going to be wrong, but I feel like other people don't give me the same type of feedback. And I've always attributed it to just me being an extrovert and maybe them not, or I'm just a little wacky, so I've always valued that in myself.
Sure. You see yourself as an extrovert?
Yes.
Wow. It's all right. You know, it's like I don't see myself as strict. Liz Boswell is talking to me about how strict I am. Do you see me as strict?
No. I see you as decisive.
Okay. I like that better than
a different
strict.
Connotation. Yeah, it's a different connotation, and maybe, you know, how people use language. And I am nowhere near your skill of language mastery in using
You're closer than many, and you do better in many situations than me. So here's something. I'd like to give you a gift when you come up here to Boise. My dear friend Yeva of abetterhat.com is creating 10 sets of bags that are going to be fashionably similar to Lee Earl's no-brainer bags. And I feel comfortable that I'm not violating any copyright rules or anything along those lines because I'm giving them away. I'm not going to be selling them.
Mm-hmm.
If I were selling them, I could imagine that Lee Earl might get upset that I'd be making money, you know, off of a construct that he created. But what do you think about the morals and ethics of me giving something away that is based on intellectual property that he created? If I give 10 away, am I stealing from Lee Earl because I'm giving a gift that was inspired by a magic trick that he did called the no-brainer bags?
I seriously, after re-listening to him again of his cold reading, I do not think that he would mind, and you have clearly attributed the idea to him, as he did himself with, now the name escapes me. He borrowed some text. So, yes, I believe that all artists respect that.
I certainly hope so. I mean, we'll see. I sent him an email and we'll see if, if he says back, no, don't stop, then oh well. What's going to be fun is, do you know who Jerry Clark is?
Yes.
Jerry Clark is a master coach of one-on-one sales and living room sales. He was a self-made millionaire in his young 20s through network marketing, and he has mastered teaching effective network marketing skills. And he's going to come, and he is going to present on the magic of colors, which is teaching us how to instantaneously identify somebody as being one of four personality types. And when we can see their profitable personality types, we know how to speak money to them, because he has identified four different money patterns of speech, sort of like money personalities and the type of speech that speaks into their listening. And so Jerry Clark is flying here to Boise to teach us the profitable speech patterns of the four primary personalities that we see out there, how to identify them, and how to profitably speak so that we can effortlessly ask for money and have people say yes. Because when you say the proper sentence or two, you're going to see doors magically open. You're going to see wallets open up and credit cards come out and money come into your bank account when you know how to speak the proper sentences into the proper listening. Because, Christy, I'm sure that there have been times in your life when you have inadvertently offended somebody or inadvertently put somebody off, and you most of the times probably didn't even realize that you had done that. But there could have been a different way that you might have done something, and a tiny little thing that suddenly would have turned a $100 client of yours into a $500 client, or a $20 client of yours into a $1,000 client. But that there is that possibility that some words are magical, in that words alone can be transformational mechanisms. And Christy, you and I have both studied Cialdini, and we know the power of the word because. And we've learned that when asking people for something, that the word, using the word because at least once, if not more than once, way increases the compliance. You know, brings the compliance from something like 15% in a blind study with copiers up to like 70% by simply using the word because. And when we can identify these kinds of profitable patterns and get even more specific to a personality type, learning these phrases is part of the skill set of an executive psychic. Just as other skills have the journeyman training, executive psychics have things that they need to learn. And part of what I promised our listeners tonight, Christy, was how we can have a systematic approach to an emotionally satisfying reading. And what I'm proposing, Christy, and I want to get your feedback to this, and for our listeners, Christy and I are engaging live. This is not a rehearsed discussion, and we have not passed outlines back and forth. And we're grateful to you for joining us. We're going to bring you in terms of your questions and comments in just a couple minutes. And Christy, what I'm going to suggest that our new readers, what our executive psychics do when giving their first readings, is to think of Blair Warren's technology for the one-sentence persuasion. And you can get a download of his amazing PDF for free. He's giving it to us for free at blairwarren.com. That's BLAIRWARREN.com, BlairWarren.com, one-sentence persuasion. Blair Warren's one-sentence persuasion suggests that people will follow us anywhere to the extent that we encourage their dreams, justify their failures, allay their fears, confirm their suspicions, and help us throw rocks at our enemies. And so when giving a satisfying reading, in giving a seven-minute reading, what you can do is, with your new Lee Earle cold reading skills, with your new skills in the gentle art of cold reading, I want you to, in your mind, map through this process of, as they begin telling you what it is that they are seeking to hear, and as you are speaking into their higher self and giving them the empowering inspiration to do that which you see in your mind as bringing them the truest authentic reflections of their self and their will, because our goal here is that love is the law and love under will is what manifests around us. And so what you want to do is hold in mind to encourage their dreams, justify their frustrations, allay their fears, confirm their suspicions that there are forces that occasionally are thwarting them, and help them throw rocks at their enemies. And by this, I don't mean that we're throwing rocks at people as enemies. By throw rocks at their enemies, we all have internal demons. And when we can throw rocks at the barriers or throw rocks at our demons, when that's empowering ourselves, that's marketing from the inside out. First, you begin by marketing to yourself and recreating yourself in the way in which that new thought exercise will help you identify the engineered future that feels right. Because magic is engineering your future. Magic is deciding what it is that you're seeking to create and reverse engineering how to bring that through to manifestation. And Christy, I'm going to be asking you to regain in this flow, because I know that you're doing some exciting work in terms of looking at how we're going to be able to stay in concert, stay in a community, and stay in discussion. After Boise, would you mind sharing with our folks a little bit about what it is that you're building that will be launching on February 1st up in Boise?
Absolutely. I have always felt that I go to events and it's all fabulous information, and then you come home and you have, you know, a drainage of energy because you've been somewhere for 3 or 5 days intensely, and then everything you said that you wanted to do doesn't really continue on. And I'm a big networker, even though I have been at events where I have, you know, gotten everybody's email and phone number and passed out my cards, you know, over and over again. Somehow I don't follow through with that. And I know it's not just me, because nobody's ever really calling me either, you know, and it goes both ways. So one of the most important parts of building a community and, you know, being part of a coven, as I love that, you know, terminology for what we are creating with ESP Bootcamp, is to have a support network in place where we can all meet. And obviously the internet is the greatest way to do that. So we have a place where we can feel safe and learn with each other, share with each other, share our successes, see what's working, what's, you know, needs improvement. And we're putting together a, you know, an online community just for people who are executive psychics and seeking to use this as a profit center for themselves. So I'm excited about that.
That truly is exciting. And I want our listeners to realize that this is something that rapidly takes brand new beginners who had never before considered the possibility about making money as a telephone psychic. And I want you to know that we can, in a single 1.5-day event, take you from complete beginner all the way to executive psychic, ready to take $2-a-minute calls in a day and a half. That is the transformational mechanism we call ESP Bootcamp. And I want to open up our conversation, Christy. Before we began, we were talking with Tony Ladig. Tony, are you still there? Are you available to come on? And Christy, I imagine you'll unmute him and
absolutely.
Awesome. Tony, if you say hello, we'll be able to hear you. We'll say hello back when we hear your voice.
I'm here. Hello.
Fantastic. I'm so excited about what you do, Tony, because what you do is so much like cold reading in ESP. Because in ESP, there's this concept of cold reading, which is giving somebody information about themselves that it appears as though there's no way that we might know. And some psychics like to call it, in fact, there's a book of this phrase, a book titled with this phrase, Something from Nothing, that you're able to create something from nothing. And that's what a cold reading is. And whether it comes from the intuition or whether it comes from presenting a phrase that many people will agree with, the end effect is the appearance the manifestation of something from nothing. And what you do with public domain is truly creating something from nothing, because you identify things that are free and you can put a slight tweak in terms of repackaging them, sometimes not even repackaging them one iota, and people give you money for what you paid nothing for. Have I in any way exaggerated the magic that I know to be your business, Tony Leydig?
No, you've not exaggerated at all. It's pretty amazing, actually.
It is damn amazing are the words that jump to my lips, Tony Leydig.
Yeah.
And within public domain, one of the genres that sells better than many others is the genre of new thought.
Yes, that's true.
Would you talk to us a little bit, educate Christy and I, on the types of new thought, of what maybe just a little bit on what new thought is and what new thought public domain products might look like and what people might do with them?
Well, new thought basically kind of spun into existence, if you will, or evolved around the turn of the 20th century, right at the beginning of 1900. There was a lot of things happening in the earth spiritually in a lot of different fronts, and new thought was one of those. And basically, it provided a foundation where it demonstrated how people could change how they thought about their circumstance or situation and create a new reality just by changing their thoughts, by focusing their thoughts in new ways. And the thing that's truly amazing about it is that it literally changed thousands and tens of thousands of people's lives. And then, ironically, a lot of those fantastic writings just kind of went away. You know, they just kind of went underground. And, of course, you know, some of the most popular are Think and Grow Rich. They came out of that a little bit later on. Ors and Swett Marden and quite a few other authors. The magazine, The Nautilus, which was very, very popular around that time. And what's exciting for me is that the teachings in those books, you know, which some of which we're very, very familiar with, like The Master Key System or The Science of Getting Rich, a lot of those books, nearly all of them are in the public domain, which means we have the opportunity to take that proven content that has existed and has changed the lives of so many people and bring it forward to today to reintroduce it to a whole new generation of people that aren't even familiar with those concepts or they're indirectly familiar with them. And that's one of the things that I love about the public domain is we can take that proven content and create brand new hybrid products, adding our own flair if we want to, or, you know, changing some of the language or breaking it into study courses or creating audiobooks, videos, all of those types of things in a way that can really help people connect with such brilliance and genius writing that existed 100 years ago.
It certainly is genius writing, and I was astounded to have the lens of new thought enter my mind, my consciousness, because I began seeing it everywhere. I was shocked. I was surprised. I was pleasantly shocked and surprised to learn that Emily Post, that her book on etiquette was a new thought book that she wrote because she had come from money and married and was divorced. And in that era, that meant that the guy got the money. She was a single mom who wanted to raise her kids in the means in which she had grown accustomed. And so in order to do that, she wrote the Emily Post Guide to Etiquette. And the Emily Post Guide to Etiquette was a Promethean story. She was, a lot of people of the upper class were really frustrated with her because she was giving away the secret to enter the dominant culture, the dominant psychology. She was explaining what the little keys, the turns of phrases, and the appropriate behavior patterns that one would only have been able to see from within. And she had the schooling to be able to articulate it, and when Emily Post wrote her etiquette guide, it was a way for a young single mom to support herself and her two kids in the manner in which she had grown accustomed. And what I've seen, when Tony, when you talk about proven content, and when I look at the biographies of some great thinkers like Jack Parsons, who as a kid went from being in poverty to the laps of luxury, back to poverty, to then creating himself as a billionaire before he died at the young and premature age of 38 in a death that is riddled with scandal. I have seen the proof of new thought working. I have watched friends go from penniless to multimillionaires, firsthand seen in names who you've heard me talk about in the past. Tony Ladig, I want you to share with our friends where they can go to learn more about you and your services if they want to learn more about public domain and about new thought and how they can make money spreading this free content, the no licensing required content. Tony, where can our listeners go to learn more about you?
Probably the best place to start would be my blog, publicdomainblog.com. And there's links to my to some of the things that I've written about finding public domain content there, and I also post a lot of pretty valuable information on the blog as well. Well, not pretty valuable, very valuable on my blog as well. But I also have a book that I wrote called The Public Domain Codebook, and in that is well over 200 links to websites where you can find a lot of the really excellent public domain content that's out there, including a lot of the new thought. I have quite a few different sites listed in there that specifically deal with new thought and metaphysical studies and psychic studies and those types of things. And that site is publicdomaincodebook.com.
Publicdomaincodebook.com. And friends, we're going to put this up as a link tomorrow night when we have our special guest, Mark Edward, educating us on becoming executive psychics. So, Tony, we're going to put that link up tomorrow on the Instant Tell Seminar. Are you going to be joining us listening and learning with Mark Edward tomorrow night, Tony?
I hope to, yeah. I've been trying to make all the calls. Since I can't be there in person, I've been trying to at least get the calls in.
We're grateful for your support from afar, and we're wishing you well, and thank you so much for coming on tonight. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Ben.
Awesome. Christy, I know that you were hoping to speak with Father Wade, with Friar Wade, with our dear buddy Badass Wade. He said that he can flow with whatever enduring and loving label that we enjoy calling him out to. Do you know if he's joined us on this call this evening?
It does not appear that he has, just based on area code. So if Father Wade is there, press 5-star. I know
right.
he had an early
with
appointment
the Exactly,
yes.
With the missionaries. And we don't want to keep a friar up past his bedtime.
That would definitely be a sin, I think.
I think so. Dave Licani bought about $100 in afterlife insurance.
Yes, I love that marketing terminology you have created there.
No, he did it. Yeah, it was fantastic. So now might be a time for those listening to hit 5-star so that Christy and I can welcome you onto the program. Tonight is the night that if you have comments, that they're welcome. Tomorrow night is a Q&A, which means that when we have a mentor, a guest teacher like Mark Edward, that when we call on you then, it's a time for you to ask him a specific question. In fact, one of the things that I'd love us to get in the habit of, but Christy, it's your party. And so you are the arbiter of the party fouls and party rules and things along those lines. And a successful construct that Telman used, because having informational calls like this transcribed many times makes it easier for us to go back and get the utility, get the usefulness, get the value out of it. Because when we can do Control-F and search on our computer in order to find a keyword, like if you wanted to search for new thought amongst these words, it's easier to do it in text than simply in an audio MP3 file. And so when we have guests come on, what I'm going to propose, Christy, is that we use a construct that Telman Knutson created, which is that a person, when they come on, they say their name, then they spell their name, Then they say something that they're happy about that happened in this week. And the next thing is that they say the category of their question, and then they'll ask a question. So tomorrow night when we're doing the Q&A, that's the construct I'm going to use there. Here, it might not quite be so appropriate because somebody might be coming on just to make a comment. So that formality might not work in the looser, partier element of a telemixer, as you know, where it would be appropriate with a guest teacher. So, Ms. Arbiter of Etiquette within the ESP Bootcamp telemixer community, what is your verdict in terms of our protocol here?
I enjoy when people spell their names because quite often I just cannot hear it. There is a delay or something in my ear that prevents me from hearing clearly, so I have no problem with asking people to say and spell their names. And any other information that can be shared clearly is always a plus. So
fantastic. That's
I
right.
Concur.
Sharing your website is a wonderful thing. So now would be the time to hit 5-star, and we'll bring you on. You'll say and spell your name, and we'll rock and roll and have fun, and you can comment or ask a question. Christy, do we have a brave soul that has raised their 5-star hand?
I have no questions as of yet, but I have a question. I have two questions, actually, and I didn't set this up ahead of time. The first, see, one I know you're going to go on forever, so I'm going to ask the other one first. The first one is, as you have already covered earlier tonight in the psychic rapport party, I have already said that I'm an extrovert, and you appear to me to be an extrovert. Let's think about, as a hostess, I'm thinking that on the phone, somebody is sitting there afraid to ask a question because they don't have my extrovertness. So I'm going to ask for them that I'm psychically reading this. What if someone is shy? How can you in the psychic rapport party at ESB Bootcamp help them to learn that process if they're even too shy right now to be raising their hand on the phone?
That's a fantastic question, Christy. Thank you for asking. What I know to be true is that if you get your ass up to Boise, is that in an instant, either myself or Dave Lacani will be able to help you with a gentle mind hack that will fill you with a newfound confidence to calmly speak without that excess energy that you've felt in the past. Guaranteed. What I saw happen here in Boise this last weekend at Dave Lacani's six-figure speaker system, I saw Dave Lacani in less than 5 minutes cure a man of his fear of snakes. He has been afraid of snakes for over 30 years, and in less than 5 minutes, that fear evaporated, and that man now is able to, you know, before, if he went into a room and all of a sudden there was a big picture of a snake, that would disrupt his life for a day and a half or 2 days. And what happened here in Boise was that Dave had like a five-minute conversation with that person, and another person got over her fear of elevator riding. And that was fantastic. And those barriers, when they disappear, the liberation that comes from those experiences and the synergy that happens by having many people having those liberations together in a space, and the magical musical energy of Jesse Carter and I Need to Remember to Buy His Ticket, and the magical mastery of Lorenzo Clark, who's been attempting to get a hold of me while I was in Dave Lacani's seminar. Larry left. You dude, I'm sorry, I just wasn't returning phone calls while I was at a seminar. And I do love you too, Larry, and it will be great to have you here. And I'm hoping that Donnie comes with you. And I'm excited that Alex is going to be coming, who I met at Jeff McBride's Magic and Mystery School. Truly excited. I promised him, Christy, that he was going to get one of the 10 sets of bags. You know how I'm creating the party favors?
Yes.
And you're going to get one, and Alex is going to get one, and Dave Lacani will get one, and Jerry Clark will get one, and I'll send a set to Lee Earle and I'll probably keep two sets for myself because there's actually going to be two different patterns. And they're going to be really nice. And a couple of them are going to be prizes that we'll have as like little lotteries there, because we're going to have a lot of different party favors that are going to be given out. And I don't know if you've ever looked at the prices of limited edition magic tricks on eBay, but what I can tell you is that magic tricks that are scarce and that have an exciting and easy and profitable story to tell, so that they are magic tricks that require a type of training that somebody would enjoy in the form of practice, can go for a heck of a lot of money. And Eva, the Swedish designer who's created this, she created the hat that I wear in that picture where you see me springing the cards. She's making these bags far more expensively than the original bags were. So that as opposed to being made out of velour, they're being made out of sumptuous velvet. And as opposed to it having an inner lining that is a cotton polyester blend with those bold, bright colors, they're going to be more subtle with an elegant texture, and the beaded cord that comes out is going to be sumptuous where it feels expensive in your hand. This is something that if we get Lee Earle's permission, that Eva is going to have something that she sells in her online store for $123 a piece for a limited edition of only 50 more, and then they're going to be gone. I'm sorry, 50 total bags more, so only 10 more sets. Because she's making 10 sets for me, which is 50 bags, because each set comes with these five velvet bags that are just, you know, they are the lap of luxury. People put an object in there. I'm not going to give away the magic trick here, but those that come here to Boise, you are going to learn both magic tricks as well as tools that increase your intuition. And the reason why I'm going to teach you magic tricks is because I grew up doing magic, and I'm going to be talking about how I was a young performer and at the age of 14 worked at the Magic Castle as a stand-up mentalist, as a comedy mentalist, and that I was the youngest person to work the Magic Castle with the talk act. After me, some kids did as part of the Future Stars of Magic. When I was 14, I got booked to work a week, and I wasn't the youngest. Danny Scott had been the youngest when he got booked at age 13. His Dove Act was phenomenal. I don't know if you'd recognize Danny Scott from him being on the Facts of Life TV show. He was also in Saved by the Bell, as was Ed Alonso. And I'm babbling, and you were going to ask me a second question that you were afraid I was going to babble on, and I think that we're in Babylon right now, Christy.
That's quite okay. I'm fascinated. Like sometimes when you're babbling, I just want you to keep going, and I'm hanging on every word. So I'm looking forward to my goodie bag. It's like the Emmys and the Oscars where they get those special fancy gift bags and they show them,
right?
Like, ooh, this is the fancy stuff. Yes, ooh, I'm all excited for that. So, okay, and
yeah.
I am glad that I wrote it down, though, because I think I would have forgotten. You had mentioned in the email announcing tonight's telemixer a ninja buying anchor that you learned at Dave Licani. Will you care to share that with us?
I'm so glad you asked, and this was something Dave was explaining, how he goes through his closing process. And I certainly can't divulge Dave Licani's proprietary method, you know, what people paid $3,000 to learn. But the single biggest and most direct piece the people in the room were blind to, I pointed it out to Dave that they hadn't seen it, and it probably took a couple minutes for some of the people in the room to see something. It was so simple and it's so direct. The most powerful buying anchor that I have seen is where a presenter, and Alex Mandozian loves this tactic, and a lot of great distance learning teachers love this tactic. They'll give you notes, and in the notes will be a sentence, a phrase that will have key words that are not there, and you have to fill in what the key words are. And on one particular page, the two words that Dave has people fill in on the closing page, the page that describes the closing page that you're going to come back to later, the two words he has people fill in are the words buying anchor. So on the page where he seeks to implant a buying anchor in his prospects, in the people that he is going to be asking for money a little bit later, when he wants to install a buying anchor, he has them write down the words buying anchor.
That's brilliant.
Right, right? Right?
That's neat.
It's so specific. It's so simple. Those are braingasms, my friends, that you're feeling right now. If you're not feeling the braingasms, then it hasn't dawned on you, and you've got a beautiful gift to enjoy in a few minutes. But the way to install a buying anchor, a way to install a buying anchor, is to ask people to write down the two words, buying anchor. It's as simple as that, my friends. You tell them what you want them to see, and you tell them what you want them to do. And by telling them to write down buying anchor on a page that they are going to come back to later when they're going to be asked to give you money is a page where you've implanted a buying anchor by asking them to fill in the two blanks. And the two missing blanks on that page are the words buying and anchor. That's a powerful, direct, simple way for you to install a buying anchor on your audience when you're using handouts with fill-in-the-blank sentences. Those style of handouts are what psychics would call a pitch book. A pitch book is a way to engage your audience in the value and the preciousness of the information that's specific for them, that trains and conditions them to say yes to your offer. And attendees of ESP Bootcamp are going to get a 45-minute presentation with the script to perform three games that show people, demonstrate to them their psychic abilities. And the script leads at the end down a slippery slope that's easy to have the words come out of your mouth, and it winds up with people giving you either $10 for a four-page, it's presented as 16 because, you know, a single piece of paper, you fold it over in half, and now you've actually got like four half-page sheets, you know, if you put a staple in the center. So for $10, they get a 16-page pitch book, and for $20, they get the pitch book plus a DVD. The total cost to you to print this out on your home printer is like less than $2, and you can sell it for $20. Here is a way for you to make money in tough times. The only expense to you is getting yourself here to Boise. You will leave Boise with the licensing rights to perform that 45-minute show. You're going to leave Boise with a DVD that is going to, if we can't get this into your hand in Boise, we'll be mailing it to you, but it's a DVD that will have the PDFs of or the way for you to print out all of the marketing material with your name on it. So that 16-page pitch book, which, by the way, you can see the cover art that I'm commissioning. If you go to espbootcamp.com, the top blog right now is about the $230 contest for the cover art for the pitch book that will have our name on it. So, Christy Hoffman, yours is going to say Psychic Rapport Party by Christy Hoffman and Dr. Ben Mack. And you sitting at home listening right now, your version that you're going to get on the DVD that you're going to be able to print out from your home computer on your printer is going to say Psychic Rapport Party by, and it will have your name there, and Dr. Ben Mack. You and I will co-create the experience, and so that's why I want your name on the book, because you are creating the phenomenal experience in the living room. We are co-creators of this profitable energy, and you're going to get a pitch book with your name on it. You're going to get a tick sheet with your name and contact and marketing information on it, because we are giving you an entire business. If you need to know why it is that I'm giving you all of this stuff for free, if you have difficulty with simply taking things, then you definitely need to come here to Boise. All of you who come here to Boise, I'm spoiling you with all of these gifts because I want $1,000 testimonials. And what I mean by $1,000 testimonials is I want people that say, I made $1,000 from my couch on my cell phone or on my telephone because of what Dr. Ben Mack taught me. Dr. Ben Mack taught me how to have a $1,000 conversation on my cell phone. I want these testimonials, and I want you to do it in a way in which your ethics allow you to sleep like a baby. Now, I'm not saying that this is the easiest work in the world because there are difficulties. There are emotional challenges that come from working with the public. I want you to recognize what these are before you engage in this line of work. There is a intellectual ruggedness that's required for interacting with the public. And Christy Hoffman, you know better than many about the intellectual robustness and ruggedness that's required in working with the public in intimate settings. That is the battlefield that has been the difficult way to make a lot of money. But you've been in the trenches in terms of dealing with guys at their basest and what can come up within that field. How do you keep yourself safe? And do you mind talking with our listeners about how you're making money and what it's going to mean for you to be an executive psychic and be able to leave the current way that you're making money?
Absolutely. I do want to acknowledge we have a question from 612, so I'll answer this quickly and then we'll go on to that. Currently, and it's no secret, I work as a stripper, topless entertainer, and I have for 16 years, if I remember, yes, 16 years. I think that what people miss is that you can drink when you're a stripper, and I had to choose not to, and many of the girls deal with it that way. And my theory was always, well, if you have to be drunk to do your job, find a different job. But I give people the benefit of the doubt. Especially working in Las Vegas, people are on vacation, people are going crazy, they have the whole what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, so people are acting in ways that they normally wouldn't. They're put into an unusual setting that is different and weird for them. And I can always acknowledge that no matter how much of a jerk somebody is being, it's not who they are, it's just how they're acting. I do have protection in that we have bouncers in management, so I've never felt, you know, at risk in that, you know, direction. It's not, you know, a little bit, but not so much. It's more of an emotional thing. So Lord mercy me is my new favorite saying. So I can say that in my head to myself. I've had lots of little mantras I've said in my head to myself. And just showing people, treating people like people. And I do believe that I would take that same approach in talking to people on the phone. These people are coming to you for entertainment or advice or help or whatever, so it's the same type of thing that they, no matter what they're saying, every person has value and every person has, you know, goodness, and if you look for the love in that person, then it makes it easier to, it actually changes them. You know, somebody who's being a jerk, I can throw that energy in my mind at them and they will change. And if it doesn't work, I can walk away. So, and that's the same thing with the phone.
I want to ask you, if you're able to make $1,000 a day, and when I say make, that would be gross. So let's assume that there was a new psychic venue out there where you got to keep 50% of what you make. I mean, I know Mark Edward, when he was doing the 900 number thing, he got like 35 cents a minute for every minute they were charging $6. So in essence, if there's a service that pays the executive psychic 10 times what Mark Edward used to make, so if you had $1,000 a day, you made $500. If you were able to make $500 without leaving your home, Christy Hoffman, how would it change your life, Fun Diva?
Oh, just thinking about it gives me chills because I do take in consideration it takes me about 2 hours to get ready for my current job. you know, and it takes me about an hour to decompress afterwards. So, you know, you add that all in, and my hourly rate is going down, and the economy, you know, has not been, you know, people spend less. It's still, you know, it's still okay, but I to be able to do that, I mean, that's my biggest thing. That's my biggest hurdle is I hate getting ready for work. And so on the phone, you know,
I'm going to jump in for a second here. And I know we've got that 612, and so I'll make this quick. But that what you just shared with me is evidence as to why I see you as an introvert, not an extrovert. The fact that it takes you 2 hours to prep and an hour to decompress shows to me that you regain your energy by being alone and through downtime, which is what Jung was suggesting was the introvert. The extrovert is the one that gets energized by being out with people.
How bizarre. No one has ever claimed for me to be an introvert. And
it's because people use the word in a non-clinical way. They toss it around like when somebody says I'm depressed, what they're usually saying is I'm sad. But we've gotten so sloppy with our language that we will lose the subtleties of the differences. I mean, being depressed, I hear that word as a clinical diagnosed type of word where one's vision has gone black and white or significantly dimmed and all sorts of other physical manifestations of that thought malady are becoming evident. But most people will use the word, they'll say, I'm depressed, which is a weird thing to say, but they'll say, I'm depressed when they're meaning, you know what, I'm a little sad right now, or, you know, I got some difficult news. And it's almost like that, you know, part of what I got here at Dave Lacani Seminar was from Russell, who is a master grief recovery counselor, and he was talking about how we become all contorted because our vocabulary around sadness distorts what we're actually experiencing. And as opposed to diving down into that reality tunnel, let's bring some new energy into this conversation and welcome our friend from the 612 area code. Who do we have the pleasure of joining our coven in our conversation presently?
Hi, Ben and Christy. This is Kay Grace calling from Minneapolis. And I am interested very much in what you're just talking about and wondering about the subject of energetic boundaries. You know, that's something that I actually teach. And I find that people in sort of caregiving fields, and that would include psychics, I'm sure, feel drained at the end of a shift and all that, maybe not because they're introverts or extroverts, but because they haven't managed their energetic boundaries. So I'm wondering
if
that's addressed at the boot camp.
Hello, I'm wondering if you could do a breakout seminar after dinner on that.
Sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We're going to have some different breakout sessions. I don't know how many yet.
Okay.
But those like you who have a skill that's specifically relevant, we're going to want to not only have a breakout session, hopefully enough people will bring video cameras. In fact, I'm buying a brand new camera, and I'll put a link on Twitter to the ones that after research and help from Dave Lacani and his friends and gentleman who I wish I remembered his Twitter handle now because he's a digital video expert that pointed me in the winning solution direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so people bring your cameras because we want to make media. And so, Kay Grace, can you bring a video camera of your own so that
I've
can capture
your video? Will that work?
Well, I want something higher quality. Absolutely bring that, because we can do that and pop stuff up on YouTube. And
I can
we'll
borrow
have
a nicer one, I suppose.
That would be – I think you'll like that, because part of what I want to encourage you to do is to recognize the value of your intellectual property.
Well, thank you. Good reminder.
Absolutely. And, like, when today – I just purchased today $275 – from a teacher that is teaching Enneagrams. And I'm interested in Enneagrams because Yost, my primary mentor in NLP, wrote a book on Enneagrams, and I have a difficult time consuming information products in the form of books. It's far easier for me with video and audios. And so today I bought $275 worth of videos and CDs from this dude on Enneagrams. And Kay, if you take that teaching and you videotape it, and then you have somebody transcribe it, and someone like Justin Boland, who takes my presentations, and then he turns them into the lecture notes.
Yeah.
He's going to be doing it for the Mark Edward calls. He's doing it on StomperNet, which I don't think you've seen. I don't think you're part of StomperNet. But
I see a little bit of their stuff. I'm a sideways person that just gets NetFX, the journal.
Got it. So in my lesson plan there, when I do a half-hour teaching presentation, what goes along with it is like a 7-page outline of the takeaways of my teaching.
Oh, okay.
And Justin charges me, it's about $150 for doing a half-hour presentation.
Mm, okay.
And so you can choose to hire someone like him who's done it a few times, and or you can do it yourself.
Yeah.
I recommend once hiring somebody who does it for others,
mm-hmm.
so that you can see how they make your stuff work.
That would
And then after that, you can choose to either do it yourself or use them. But that way, you start with a template that is professional caliber from a different organization.
Well, that's good advice. Well, that'll be exciting. That'll be fun to do. I'll be happy to contribute.
Awesome. May we ask what the title of your breakout session is going to be?
Well, you can actually call it Energetic Boundaries, and we could put a tagline with that, I suppose, something like, I don't know, I'll think of one and either email you or Twitter you if you want, if you don't come up with something in the next day or so.
That would be great, and I'll mail it to the list of badasses. So if you could also email me a link where people can learn more about you and your services so that I can include that in that email, I'd be grateful.
That would be great. Thank you.
Most welcome. I'm grateful for you coming on. Christy, do you have a question for Kay before we thank her and take the next question?
Yeah, how about handling your energy with grace?
Yes, that's not bad.
That's pretty damn good in my book.
It's kind of cute. I like it.
I love cute.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I noticed that there is a thing that happens with people who are massage therapists and energy workers, and I think performers too. And it's just that you pump yourself up for the event or the call, and you're in this mode of giving actually. And sometimes we can get to, like, we turn the faucet on and we don't turn it off, and we don't have a way to regroup our energy, and we're just drained at the end.
Let me ask you for your help with something, if you're okay with me putting you on the spot, Kay.
Sure, I'll give it a whirl.
Thank you. We love regenerative worlds, and we love the energy that flushes the negative, congested stuff out and the positive stuff in. It's all about energy. And where I saw myself hiccuping yesterday was when a weight loss doc said to me, well, it's time for us to get back to work. And she was referring to her and Lynette. And I flinched. And I do so much better at not flinching around certain things. Like, I no longer flinch at all when somebody shares with me that they're a Scientologist.
Okay. That's
That's
good.
Something. The first couple times that happened, I flinched. And you know what? Shame on me for being judgmental or not. You know, I flinched. Mm-hmm. And I learned to become okay with the fact that I flinch. And I'd prefer to not flinch. And so when she said that, I got defensive. My hackles went up. And I said something along the lines of, to what extent do you think that I have contributed to the to the effectiveness of Lynette being able to close 50% or more of the strategy calls that she does? And she said, and I'm confident that she couldn't recreate these words. You know, she said, not much directly. And so she's mirroring some of the pattern of the words that I had just put out there. She's echoing some of those memes, some of those specific syllables.
Yeah.
And my defenses are swinging her up because I'm like going, you're saying that you're at this transformational mechanism of a seminar that you're thrilled to be at. And, oh, my goodness, you're getting all this value. But it's time to get back to work. And then everything that I felt like she was saying, and maybe it's my defensive lens, but it felt to me demeaning. And as opposed to me being able to be distanced and be able to go, she's just making noises.
Yeah.
I wasn't energetically, I didn't have my energetic boundaries in place. So will your breakout session be able to help me with that?
I think I could. You know, briefly, it would be the principle of always imagining that there's a mirror. So anytime something bugs you about anybody else, where is that in you? And then it's kind of a jujitsu. You remember that it's a projection of their stuff and or an echo of some place in you that believes something not so good about yourself that has no place there.
Neat.
Yeah.
That's fantastically cool.
Yeah, it's a good thing to know.
Absolutely. Well, that's exciting. So we are going to have energetic boundaries. And Christy Hoffman, what was the subtitle, the teaser, the little slogan you had?
Managing your energy with grace.
Loving it.
I like it.
Rock and roll. Okay, thank you so much for coming on, and we're excited to see you in a week and a half here in Boise.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Fantastic. Awesome.
Cool.
Those that are listening,
thank
we're
you,
excited for more calls with 5-star, and I'm going to hand the baton to Christy so I don't step over your words.
Not whatsoever. I just was reminded of housekeeping issues of we still have people who are looking for roommates and or people who have booked but they're open to roommates if people are still in for that at magickcastle.com. That is magic, M-A-G-I-C, K, Castle, C-A-S-T-L-E.com, which is the Facebook group. If people are tuned in there, there are some discussions going on about that. If there are people who are still, making last-minute reservations or want, to benefit from that, which is another great way to mix it up with people. So for anyone who is listening who is not already part of that, please let me know. I know we had about 10 or 12 new people this week. So for those people, this is a great opportunity to jump in there and mix it up. So I believe this is going to be last call. Hit 5-star now or we're going to end the call. Going once, going twice. That's it. Dr. Ben Mack, thank you so much. Is there anything that you would like to add that we have touched on this evening that you would like people to know before next week's call?
I want the folks
call
that asked their question to Mark Edwards that did not get it answered, like Emily Easley. We saw your question and we forwarded those questions to Mark Edwards, and we are excited for his call tomorrow. And we want to remind all of us that we are giving our guests protective space, and that there are some ancient traditions that go around roles of hosts and guests, and many of those I find neat. And the notion that we are having somebody in our house is an honor to be able to host him, and for us to be able to host you. You are our guest, and if these ideas discomfort you, if you find them despicable, then I hope that you will speak up and share that the energies aren't feeling the warmth and love that I'm speaking as my intention, and I'm grateful for the mirrors that show me where I have room to grow and for my fractals to more easily and more scalably flourish. And I'm grateful, Christy Hoffman, for your love and support and technical expertise and what you're creating that I know we can't share yet, but I'm truly excited for the community that you're building from your experience of what you've wanted after seminars. That premise that what you're building is based on what that you have wanted, creating the product that fills your own need, and seeing that prosper with the minds and teachings of our students. I'm grateful for you bringing that to our coven. Thank you, Christy.
Absolutely. Well, with that, that is tonight's call. Reminder for tomorrow's call, visit ESP Bootcamp and make sure you are registered there for the Q Q&A with our celebrity psychic, Mark Edward. So, everyone, this is Fun Diva Christy Hoffman signing off from Las Vegas. And if I can do the unmute, everyone can yell, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.